Welcome back, children of the revolution, and happy new year 2021. Yes, it is January 1st here in Beaverton, Oregon. Some of our fans, of course, overseas won't be getting this until tomorrow. Hope you had a wonderful and safe holiday. Yes, the holiday season's finally over. Maybe we can breathe a little bit with so many wonderful things that are already on tap for January alone, and hopefully this is one of them for you. And today, our first show of 2021, we're looking at the continuing legacy of Mr. Excitement. And I am responding to fans of this show about the first song played after Joe Biden's acceptance speech, one that somehow makes all the crazy in 2020 a little more bearable. I love getting messages from people asking me if I happen to know who did this song or that song from some visual media they have seen. More than 75% of the correspondence to me is concerning this topic. Of course, I love connecting people to sounds they are interested in that they have never heard. I mean, that's the whole point of this program, right? Trust me, it certainly isn't money. Following the acceptance speech of Joe Biden to the U.S. presidency in November, which more than half the country watched, according to Nielsen ratings, came a flood of questions. For the record, the first song they played was Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson. Fans of this show know how much I love this artist, as did my mother. I featured one of his tracks on my tribute program to her last year that broadcast in December 2019. Interestingly, the last time I believe I had received this many requests for a single song was also last year, after the song I'll Be Satisfied, also by Jackie Wilson, played at the end of an episode of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which features a character partially based upon him. Originally hailing from Detroit, Michigan, Wilson's career didn't start out as an entertainer, but as a professional boxer. As the legend goes, as his mother went to one of his matches and saw him get knocked out, she forbade him to ever get in the ring again. His formative years in the business read like a who's who of early R&B and rock and roll. He was discovered by the most important bandleader in early 1950s black music, Johnny Otis. He was mentored by Billy Ward of the Dominoes to replace Clyde McFadder in that group as the latter went on to form the Drifters. Wilson went solo in 1957 with songs written by Berry Gordy, the man who founded Motown, and Billy Davis, who would become a successful producer at Chess in Chicago. Wilson could count Elvis Presley as one of his biggest fans and friends, and he used his celebrity to support the career of Wilson. He was also a frequent guest on Dick Clark's American Bandstand shortly after it became syndicated nationally and was one of the first black performers on that program. And that's just the short list. The press dubbed him Mr. Excitement, and for those who've seen him live or in clips online, you know this was no exaggeration. After a string of huge hits on the pop and R&B charts, his career waned briefly in the mid-1960s, only to be resurrected again in 66 and 67 with two of his best-loved songs, Whispers, Getting Louder, and the aforementioned Higher, the latter of which has been used in numerous films, television programs, and commercials. Wilson would continue to chart tracks until the early 1970s. Sadly, during a live performance of Lonely Teardrops in 1975 on a Dick Clark package tour, he suffered a major heart attack and stroke. People thought his collapse on stage was actually part of the act and didn't initially realize what had happened. He never performed again and for the remainder of his life was unable to speak. He was in and out of skilled nursing facilities until very early 1984 with financial support from many of his old friends and had many expenses paid quietly by Clark. Wilson died of pneumonia at the age of just 49 on January 21st of that year. One of the earliest and most memorable tributes came from none other than Michael Jackson, whose own career was heavily influenced by Wilson, as Jackson thanked him for his gifts as he accepted the Grammy Album of the Year Award for Thriller. Additionally, Rolling Stone magazine ran a page-long tribute to him, and the last major hit for the Commodores, Night Shift, was about him and another tragic death in that same year, that of Marvin Gaye. Interestingly, his legend grew immensely in Europe, where reissues of his classic tracks regularly topped the charts in many countries there, particularly in England. His 1957 debut solo single, Repetit, was the highly competitive Christmas number one song in 1986 and spent 4 weeks in the pole position. That's 29 years after its initial release for those doing the math. The Biden-Harris team could have chosen any number of songs to play after the victory speech. However, in choosing the one that they did, they are hopefully setting the tone for what we all will hope be a much more welcome 2021. And we're going to be kicking off this program with a title track to his one of his 1963 LPs. And it is just a stone cold classic. And if you don't get up and dance or move to this, your ear must be in the bottom of your foot, honestly. Hope you all enjoy this. It was an absolute pleasure to put this together. This is Baby Workout, and we'll see you just before the finale.
Hey, you! Come out here on the floor. Let's rock some more. Come out of here on the floor. Honey, let's rock some more, yeah. Now when you get out here, don't you have no fear. Put your hands on your hip and let your backbone slip and work out.
I want a lover.
rock the fine. She's so fine, she's so fine, fine, fine. She's really sweet, fine as got the elbow on me. Head to toe, I want the world to know. I love her, love her, so she's alright. She's alright. She's alright. She loves me all the day and night. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. She's the finest girl you ever want to meet. I love her, need her. She means so much to me. She's alright. She's got what it takes. She's got what it takes. And with me, she really raves. Well, oh, now she's my cutie, my tutti frutti, my heart, my love.
Dude!
Just say you will, say you will.
Say you will.
Say you will.
Say you will.
Hey, hey.
Say you will.
Just give me another chance for our romance. Come on and tell me that one day you'll return. 'Cause every day that you've been gone away, you know my heart does nothing but Peaches, don't you hear it, little baby?
The whispers get louder.
Whispers get louder.
The whispers get louder.
Calling your name.
The whispers get louder.
Hear me, baby.
The whispers get louder.
Oh, calling to
the
your
peaches. The whispers get louder.
You better stop, dogging me around. If you don't stop, I'm gonna put you down. Take it much longer. My heart's getting weak. It's not getting any stronger. You keep me so upset. My head's in a whirl. But if you wanna be my girl, you'd better stop. Dogging me around.
around. Now you know you go out nights to have yourself a ball. Sometimes you don't. You don't make it home at all. I don't mind you having yourself a real good time. But now, what you trying to do? Trying to make me lose my mind. Better stop. Yeah, dog, give me a round. If you don't stop,
welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to the Audio Education Learning Anthology Series, what you're not listening to on our very first show of the calendar year 2021. Happy New Year to you all. I'm sure you're on Monkey Bear, Ben Brown Jr., doing it all here on the DIY for you, and starting this year off in truly, truly high fashion. And couldn't think of a classier artist to start it off with than Mr. Excitement himself, the one and only Jackie Wilson. Yes, and let's recap what we've heard on the first part of the show. This is one of our shorter shows because next week we're going to be having a much, much longer show. And here we go. We started it all off from 1963, the title track to Baby Workout. After that, the title track to 1960's A Woman, A Lover, A Friend. Oh, yes. And after that, Jackie Wilson's aforementioned first solo hit from the album He's So Fine from 1957, Reet Petite, the finest girl you'd ever want to meet. After that, also from the album He's So Fine, his second single, To Be Loved. My God. And for those of you counting, just like Freddie Mercury, Mr. Wilson had a 4-octave range. Yes. After that, the title track, A Lonely Teardrops, one of his signature songs from 1958. And a personal favorite. I absolutely love all of these songs. From the album Whispers from 1966, The Whispers, Getting Louder. Oh, yes, they are. Mm-hmm. After that, from the album A Woman, A Lover, A Friend from 1960, Doggin' Around. And that was the B-side to the next song, which was Night, from the album Jackie Sings the Blues from 1960. And our program next week will be our 100th show since I've taken this to the next level, so to speak, from when I was privately podcasting. Can you believe it? It's just been a little more than a year and a half, doing about 5 shows a month on average. It's been absolutely crazy. You guys keep wanting it. And we're going to be looking at the legacy of the artists on Apple Records. It will be 100 minutes long. And it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, let me tell you that right now, but it will not be dull. Alrighty, of course, you probably already know what the last song here is going to be, you know, and that's all right, because I never, ever get tired of hearing it, never get tired of playing it, and again, this song, as soon as when I heard it, I was like, yes, that was perfect. If you have questions, feedback, comments, dedications, love letters, and requests are always welcome. Please drop me a line at DaddyBenBear, one word, DaddyBenBear at gmail.com. Congratulations to to President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. We are looking, it's going to be a rough road, all right? People think this is, everything's just going to be sunshine and roses, you know, it's going to be a rough road. And just know that, yes, I'm a socialist and I still voted for you. You've inspired me that much. Love to you all. This is from the album Higher and Higher from 1967. Your love keeps lifting me higher and higher.